Welcome to the Out and About Town show on Chop FM 102.7. I'm your host today, Brad Joseph. With us in the studio are three people that's going to be involved in the Newmarket International Festival of One Act Plays coming back to visit us all in September. And with us in the studio, we have three people that will be involved with the Newmarket One Act Plays: Tom Pearson, John Dowson, and Kira Rosenblum. We're going to talk a little bit more what this One Act Play is all about. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting us, Brad.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
At least everybody's happy that they're on the air finally.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the show must go on, says Barnum and Bailey or another Hollywood legend. But the show is going on, John. Can you tell us a little bit of background about yourself and how you became involved with the Newmarket International Festival of One Act Plays?
Well, I'd rather not go back to the to ancient history, Brad, but I was one of the founders of the VUTC years ago, back in 19... And we did a one-act play festival with community theater, but when they moved it to the Main Street, became Theater on Main, I kind of faded away from it. And in 2017, we resurrected it. A bunch of us got together who had been involved with the VU, Very Useful Theater Company, and we got into the Old Town Hall and cobbled together a weekend of theater, and that's where it started more recently.
And you had a play last year, am I correct? You resurrected and you were able to put on a few acts last year?
Last year was really something spectacular, if you think of it. We were supposed to be 2020, which was canceled. So it took us 2 years. We had all these plays, and people like Tom Pearson came out of the woodwork, and then we had Kara Rosenblum, Mary Rose Talani, and these others came in, and we rehearsed and cast, even though we weren't even sure whether the show would go on. Well, it went on in September last year, 2021. We're only allowed to have 80 people in because of the COVID restrictions, and the festival sold out, thanks to the people. Also, it was live streamed, Brad, from the stage here at the Old Town Hall in Newmarket to Los Angeles, California, to Sydney, Australia, all over the world.
And do you find that platform is a good way to get the acts noticed, you know, with the live stream?
Well, let's turn it over to Tom, and he can answer that.
Yeah, I think that adding the live stream was first of all, we did it as a safety measure just in case they decided on COVID that we wouldn't be able to have anybody in the audience at all. We didn't know. That's what it was like last year. So just to cover our backs on that, because a lot of actors actually don't like the idea of it being put on online. They like that, the feeling of having that connection with the audience, you see. So, but we decided we're going to add it, and we did. And particularly because, you know, if it did happen that we couldn't have an audience, we still wanted people to be able to see it, obviously. So we added the live streaming, and I think it was one of the best ideas I think it was a really good idea that we did that. And I think with or without COVID, we'll probably continue that. Because, yes, like you said, you can reach not only a local audience, but now you can reach an international audience. So it not only helps us to reach a bigger audience, but it actually helps to promote this outside of just the little town of Newmarket, but now to become more of a worldwide presence in the world of one-act play festivals. I'm really glad we did that, and I'm pretty confident we'll continue it in the future.
Well, Tom, you and me go way back into the days of Rogers Community 10, and we produced quite a few bunch of shows for them. But you've progressed through the ranks of the entertainment industry since then. Can you tell the listeners a little bit out there about your background, especially being part of the Useful Theater Company?
Well, I came on board with the Very Useful Theater Company. I as you know, you've known me for quite a while. I was involved in a lot of stuff in the community. And in the last few years, I've gotten away from that as I've gotten, I've had less and less time. It's easier to make excuses, you know, to not be involved. And then John was sending out, I noticed online, he was sending out calls for people to get involved with the Very Useful Theater Company and the One Act Play Festival. And I looked into what they were about and what they do. And I just thought that the time was right for me to get back involved again. And this was right up my alley. It's entertainment. It's local. They also, like the Very Useful Theater Company, not only puts on events. What it does is really, it does help to put on different plays and facilitate opportunities for local and not, you know, mostly local actors and playwrights to get their work seen and published. But at the same time, they also raise funds for good causes. So, for example, we took a percentage of what we made from the from last year's One Act Play Festival. We took a percentage of that and we donated that to the local food bank. So we were able to give them a check for, I believe it was like $3,000 recently, which we did. And so, you know, not only are we giving opportunities to playwrights and actors and enabling theater goers, but we're also doing good for the local charities and causes. So to me, it was just a perfect fit for me.
Well, it was a big chance for the Newmarket Festival of One Act Plays to go ahead last year. And it was a little dicey because nobody really knew how many people would actually turn up during the COVID. So I went to one of the plays and I was just amazed how well run, what a well-oiled machine it was to the people behind the curtain that actually put all their experience together in one pot and stirred it up. And you got the Newmarket Festival of One Act Plays.
Well, that was, excuse me interrupting, Red, but that was Tom. Tom Pearson was the stage manager and he recruited some stage hands to work with him and the whole thing went really smoothly. And then we had the matinee with the youth play with Kira Rosenblum. Kira can tell you about that.
You're next up on stage, Kira. Can you tell us a little bit more about the youth element being injected into the Newmarket Festival of One Act Plays?
Yeah, for sure. Again, my name is Kira. So I started with VUTC actually first as an actor in 2019. So I was cast in one of the shows and just absolutely loved the environment that they had going on. Everyone that I was working with was so kind and it was just a really great opportunity to learn and grow for me as an artist. So then fast forward 2 years later, I saw that they put out a call for directors and I thought, you know, might as well apply and we'll see. And then I ended up hearing back and yeah, I went on to direct Gilda last year, which was a pretty sizable show for my directorial debut. It was a pretty large cast of kids, but it was an absolutely amazing experience.
Now you were an actress yourself. How did you find when you first went on the stage? Did you get stage struck or did you forget your lines or how did that go as your first time on stage?
Oh, I mean, I used to get a lot more nervous, but I've had such incredible mentors and very supportive peers and like actors and that kind of stuff working with me. So they kind of help you overcome any of that.
And you were involved with a online course, are you not, for youth?
Yes. So since Gilda, we've been trying to develop more opportunities for youth in the arts, especially just locally. So one of the projects that I'm kind of leading right now is to have a kind of workshop series for youth to come out and kind of really polish their skills and learn new things and also just network and meet other actors and people in the arts. So yeah, we're going to have quite a few interesting workshops coming up to kind of have them work on things like monologues and dialogues. We'll have, I have some friends that are going to be coming in to kind of share their experiences with how they stage shows and that kind of stuff. Costume and set design, directing and all that kind of stuff. So really just to give youth opportunities to come in and learn about what goes into putting on a show.
How has the response been from the youth in youth submissions for plays?
Oh, so good. I mean, in terms of, if you're talking about in terms of actors, last year, so Gilda, which was the show that I directed, I believe we had a cast of 15 kids. Yeah, our youngest actor was 6 years old, and our oldest was, I think, 23. So a huge range of actors all working together, but it was absolutely incredible. They were all super, super willing to, you know, do stuff online, or we would have rehearsals outdoors. So yeah, it was phenomenal.
Have you got any? Gilda sold out in minutes.
Yes, that's what I heard. Yeah. Well, do you have any youth plays in production right now, or getting ready for production, or have you got a crew organized to start to put on one of these practice plays?
So we don't have the play selected yet. Tom and John would know. I don't remember off the top of my head when that will be announced. Which
place? I believe that we're going to make some kind of announcement on April 2nd. Mm-hmm. We so have received 80 plays as of yet for a consideration for the 2022 One Act Play Festival. And there's a number of youth entries. I have recently put out a late call for if we could get a few more entries of that are, you know, particular to maybe a young audience. So we haven't made any decisions yet, but we certainly have some submissions for that, Brad.
Well, John and Tom, how do you decide which ones goes from submission to be a fully productive play? How do you decide? How many people are on the board to decide?
Well, this year we created I guess you could call it a play reading committee. So we have a committee of six or seven, I can't recall the exact number, that are all reading the 80 plays. And then each person will pick their favorites, and then we're going to narrow it down from there. So I believe the award-winning director from last year, maybe John could talk about that. He's actually heading up the committee.
Yeah, Bruce Williamson, who's been involved with community theater all over York Region for well over 20 years, he's heading up the play reading committee, and he put together a sheet of positions, you know, points that you can select, well, you know, number of pages, number of actors, things like this, and they boiled it down to two plays a night. It'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's six plays. And then we're looking for a theater for young audiences play for the matinee on Sunday afternoon. So yeah, it's quite a bit. Last year we had over 100 we had to wade through, and some of them are really way out there. And we're looking for family content and plays that you can bring your six-year-old kid and your mother to.
I can tell you, though, from being on the players reading committee, that there are some pretty good entries. So I'm kind of excited about it's hard. It's going to be very hard to narrow it down, in my view, because there's so many good entries. And there's actually some repeat playwrights from last year that have entered again, new plays. So, you know, a lot of these are world premieres as well. Eh? So once they get chosen and they get put on the stage, this is actually, you know, a world premiere. So like this festival has come such a far distance from its humble beginnings, I must say. So, I mean, you got to hand it to John and those that have handled this festival up until
right now, Tom, we've got plays submitted from England, New Zealand, Australia, of course, the entertainment capital of Ontario or the United States, from Hollywood and all over the United States, and from right here in Newmarket and across Canada. So it's getting well known, Brad. People in the theater business in Toronto, the actors, the live stage, last year, they said, you're really getting noticed down here. So it's starting to improve, and we can bring an audience from not just Newmarket, but within the Toronto GTA area.
And I think what also helped us was last year, I believe we were the only ones able to put on a festival because of COVID.
That's right.
So that really got the attention of a lot of the, you know, the theater goers and the, you know, the theater companies in and around Toronto, because they couldn't do anything. So we were the focus.
Right. On that note, everybody, we're going to do a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more of the Newmarket Festival of One Act Plays. You're listening to Out and About Town Show on CHOP FM 102.7. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.